and welcome back for another episode of the Social Hour Podcast, a podcast for sewists by sewists. I'm your host, Ashley.
And I'm your host, Bethany. And on today's episode, you just have the two of us. Lucky yeah. you. No, today is going to be some... How should we describe this, Ashley?
I don't know. We're going to do a year at a glance.
We're going to review our goals that we set at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is a bit of a daunting task for the two of us because the goals that we set earlier this year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot has changed in the last 6 months. And this is, I'm going to try to spin this in a positive way. So give me a second here. Okay. We set goals in January. And not knowing what this year was going to hold, obviously, because we're not fortune tellers and we can't see into the future as much as we'd probably like to. But when we see, we could look at this two ways. We could look at all the things we didn't do that we had set goals for. Or we could look at all the things we've done that we had no idea was coming that kind of derailed our goals that we had originally set. But we've done a lot of things that were not on the agenda back in January. And I kind of want to look at it that way. Mm-hmm. But it's going to probably sound like we're making excuses as to why we didn't do the things we set out to do in January.
You'd be like, hashtag lazy.
No, because I feel like I've been the polar opposite of lazy. Yeah. I feel like I've been burning the candle at both ends, as my mom likes to say. Mm-hmm. And it's finally caught up to me, and I am exhausted.
It's not over.
It's so far from over. So what we're going to do, because, you know, we did this episode like January. It was like our very first episode of 2023. Mm-hmm. And we were like, let's just set some goals. Like we're not setting resolutions. We're just setting goals that are based around sewing so that we can just make sure that we're constantly working towards something new. We're not getting stagnant in our sewing or what we're wanting to do or what we're trying to accomplish here with the podcast or our own channels. So we had goals. And y'all, this was our most, still to date, is our most listened to and viewed podcast out there that we've done. And what is this? I don't even know what episode we're on now.
41.
This is episode 41. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in the last 40 something weeks, out of all of the episodes we've done, this, the one in January of setting these goals has been the most listened to podcast we've done. And we got a ton of feedback from that podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, this was so inspirational. This gets me excited about what I'm going to learn this year. This gets me excited to challenge myself. You know, we were getting all these messages and we love that. Mm-hmm. But reality is that we're 6 months into the year, which I feel like January was a whole year by itself. And then the last 5 months have just flown by. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about where Ashley and I are at with our goals that we set in January. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit of ugly. Okay. It's okay. But we're going to talk about what things kind of, for lack of better words, derailed us a little bit. And then we're not going to let that hold us back. We're not going to get discouraged. No. We're not going to say, well, the rest of the year is just screwed. Because it's not. We still have 6 more months to accomplish mm-hmm. things. And it's not to say we haven't accomplished things the last 6 months. We just got derailed. Sidetracked. Mm-hmm. But we're going to set new goals for the rest mm-hmm. of this year. And the reason we want to do this here in this podcast is to set an example, I guess, for our listeners who were so positively impacted by our original episode 6 months ago mm-hmm. that they may too find themselves in the same boat as us, Ashley.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
They definitely, there's a few of them who are like, this is what I planned. It didn't work out that way, but we want to kind of regroup together and then reevaluate and then make new goals or just extend them.
Yeah. Adjust mm-hmm. them. Like there's one that I am adjusting because maybe I
bit off more than you could chew.
Yep. That's a good way of putting it. I just want to do all the things. And I would say my toxic trait is not knowing my limitations.
You're like, I can do it all. You have that I can do it all gene. Or what is it? I forget. It's a TikTok.
But yes. I don't have limitations. In my head, I feel there's like all,
yeah.
I can do it all. Yeah, and it's not that I can't do it. I don't have the time.
Well,
I always tell people, some people may not know this movie. It's not even that good of a movie. It's an Adam Sandler movie called Click. Do you remember that movie where he has the remote and he's able to pause life and everything's frozen?
I wish.
What I would kill for one of those.
No.
I mean, I would hit pause and I would get so much done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would unpause and it'd be like, surprise, look at all the stuff I did. Aren't you proud of me? I did it in my sleep overnight while you were all sleeping. No, I mean, seriously, though, there is never enough time in the day. And there's things that happen in life that you just cannot anticipate or plan for, and you have to shift. And that has literally been my life the last 6 months, is constant shifting of things that I really wanted to do. It doesn't mean that I can't do them. It's just not been the right time. So with all of that being said, just please keep in mind, if you set goals in January and you decide to sit down with us in this podcast and look at your goals and reevaluate where you're at, what you've accomplished, and what you've want to do for the next 6 months, it's okay if the five goals you wrote down in January, you've done none of them, because Ashley and I can kind of relate. And we're going to dive into that. So do you want to start first and share, just quickly list off the five goals you originally set in January, and then we can talk about what you've done and what you haven't done for each one, or do you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
So my top five sewing goals of 2023 was, I was going to sew my own clothes and I was going to stop buying fast fashion.
Yeah.
That was but then we were preparing for a sewing retreat and I was like, okay, I need to kind of buy some clothes. Like I don't really have time. Yeah, it did. And I wanted to buy like jeans and stuff. So, but I didn't buy as many as I would say like last year at this time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever you do, what you do. I didn't sew as many clothes as I wanted to. I probably sewed like four things, and I think three of them were jammies. Whatever. I have more jammies now, though, so that's good.
It's all that matters.
My number two is put myself out there more, and I mean, I feel like I've done that this year.
I feel like you've done that in a lot of ways this year.
Yeah, I have not approached any stores for a sewing class.
But you've got the seed planted. Like, that seed is already there. You just need to go talk to them.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
So what I would recommend doing for that is giving yourself a hard date of when you have to go by. That's how you set a goal. And you hold yourself accountable, and then you have me holding you accountable and whoever else we have to rally in. If we got to rally in the team, the whole crew to hold you accountable to that. Because once you just go and have that conversation, you'll be like, why did I wait so long?
I know.
I know.
I went and bought the baby lock last January. And
from your local store.
Yeah. My baby lock dealer. And I was telling her about all the things I do. And she's like, you should teach a class here. So like,
she opened the door.
She did. And I didn't walk through.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be probably easy for me to just go and approach that door again.
Hey, remember me?
Yeah.
I still am interested. I'm just a little more comfortable now to start taking that step. And she'd be like, awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you do it online, but there's the security blanket behind being on a camera versus in person.
So true.
But now that you've had the chance at the sewing retreat to sew with other sewists and work together with other sewists in a room, I think you could take some knowledge and comfort in that experience and apply it to what it would be like teaching an actual class. Mm-hmm. And then I would just keep it real simple. First class is a real simple one that you could probably sew with your eyes closed if you had to, you know? So that way you don't have to worry about the confidence in the technique. You're just making sure that they are comprehending.
Yeah.
So I think it's totally feasible, but my recommendation would be to give yourself a hard date. Like, I want an actual date.
I want an actual date.
Yeah. So we'll type that in. All right. What's number three?
Number three was, I was going to plan to do a tutorial every 2 weeks, and I have not posted a tutorial. I posted a unboxing, and I've posted reels on my YouTube channel, but I really want to actually do my tutorials again. But we started a pattern drafting class that was not anticipated. We didn't know we were going to do this in January. So it kind of, we've been focusing our attention on that. So, you know, things suffer, but YouTube is going to be there.
Shifted.
I hit my 100,000 mark, which was amazing. That was a big milestone for this year. So it's still
without
there.
Without a tutorial, you hit 100,000. So yeah, you know what? You're doing something right. Yeah. And that's okay. You still show up there.
Oh, for sure.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I want to add more paid patterns to my Etsy shop. I think I got one or two out. I'm not exactly sure. But
not one of
my sales have been very good over there. So I am happy with where the Etsy shop is today. I put more effort and I've redone some patterns to make them better quality patterns.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited about that. And then I want to learn more sewing techniques, and I really have not learned anything new. I was hoping to learn shearing, but I never did. So I think that this is, no, I didn't actually get to learn that at the cabin. So I'm going to take some time
in
2 weeks and just freaking learn it, because I want
to
make.
How about something. We set up a time to do a Zoom class? Maybe we open it up to some people who want to join.
Yeah.
Because I'd be happy to teach you guys. Yeah.
Oh,
once you do it, you're like, yeah. So write that down. Write it down. We'll go ahead and put it on my calendar and we'll get it scheduled and we'll blast that out. Maybe we can do that in August would probably be the earliest I could do that. But let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it done. Like an actual formal class. I mean, I can sit down and talk to you about it one-on-one.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But because I don't want you to have to wait to learn it.
Yeah,
maybe we can do it sooner. I'll look at my schedule. But I feel like this is something that a lot of people feel like is really hard. And once you do it, you're like, now I want to do shearing or shirring.
Everything. Yeah.
Okay. So, Well, I guess I need to add that to my goals. Look at me volunteering for things. So, okay, I feel like you've, for the most part, have stayed on track with a lot of the things. You just have shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, maybe you didn't do a tutorial every 2 weeks, but you still put time and energy into your YouTube and it still hit 100K. So my point in saying that is, if you're listening and you have goals like ours, where you've done work in that area, but you haven't quite done the whole thing of what you originally set out to, still take time to appreciate what you've accomplished. Because it's not like we've just been sitting around. Yeah. As Ashley mentioned, we ended up in a 12-week pattern drafting and pattern making course. And we're still finishing that up and everything. So, you know, that has definitely been a big time consuming project that when we set these original goals in January was not even on our radar. So again, you just never know what's going to change. So before we go over our new goals, I'm going to share mine real quick, if that's okay.
Of course.
So my first one from January was one new YouTube sewing tutorial per week. Can we just pause and say that was a very lofty goal?
I knew it
on
at
a
the time.
Good day.
Cause I was like every 2 weeks, and then you said every week and I'm like,
I really want to do it every week.
Everybody
I really,
wants
really
to.
Do.
Yeah.
Like, it's still a goal of mine.
Yeah.
It's just not realistic in my life right now.
Not
with
year.
A full-time job.
This season is like...
This season is not realistic.
Season.
No. So I'm going to be shifting that. I still want to put out content on my YouTube channel. The reality is, since we kind of started this pattern course and then I started traveling for work at the same time, I haven't put a video on YouTube in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I'm going to give up on it.
No.
It'll happen when it happens.
Yeah.
All right. Number two was sew one personal garment per week. I know I haven't sewn one per week, but because I've been traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. But I have sewn more garments the last 6 months than I have collectively probably the entire last year. And I did a huge closet clean out in the spring, May. Mm-hmm. And I found that I really was throwing away anything that I hadn't made.
Yeah.
Unless it's like jeans or a denim jacket or, you know, those kind of staples. Obviously, you know, I have an obsession with denim and jeans, but my dresses, my tops, all of my pajamas are me made. Like I really have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I have quite a bit. So, and I'm still doing more and I'm enjoying making for myself more. I think I kind of discovered through the Me Made May, I was so consistent with posting on that. And I realized that I, like you, love to make loungewear and pajamas because it's such a quick, easy sew. Right?
It is. Yeah.
And sometimes I just need that time to decompress from everything else. So I am now trying to be more conscious to make things I could wear to the office or wear to dinner.
Out. Your pants. So cute.
My pants that I'm working on the pattern for. So there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
My third one was to make a big quilt that is quilted with my embroidery machine. Let me just tell you.
It's finished. Not started.
Oh, yeah. In my dreams. In my dreams. I have the quilt kit. I have a kit with the fabric.
Okay.
I still have to cut out all the pieces. It's all still in the bag.
It's not cut out. That's going to take forever.
I know. That's the part that really makes me not want to do it, to be honest. I do not enjoy. Maybe I can convince my mom to cut all the pieces for me. She really enjoys that process.
Yeah.
I do not. Anyways, so there's that, because the pattern for the quilt kit that I have is like 1,000 pieces, just quilt in the top.
God.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So... but I did buy the Cutie quilting frame by the Grace Company so that I can free motion quilt it, which is my big goal, is to really get good with free motion quilting and free motion sewing. I've done tutorials for Singer with free motion sewing, and I really love like writing my name and words with free motion and doodling and all that. But I really want to get comfortable with the quilting. The reality is I bought that Cutie in March. It's still in the box because I have not had time.
It hasn't been that long.
I'm one of those people where if I get something in the mail in a box, I open it the same day. I'm not one to set it aside, but this is a big thing. It also takes up space. I haven't quite figured out where it's going to live, so it just wasn't there. I knew if I set it up, I would, before I was ready to really use it, I would regret it. So it will happen this year.
Yeah.
Teach an in-person sewing class this summer. I'm not teaching one in person this summer. Maybe I'm going to do a Zoom class now. But I do have an in-person sewing class scheduled, which I will tell you guys about in a minute. So I was approached and I'm super excited about that. So I'll tell you guys that when we go through our goals. And then number five is master using my pattern projector. I feel like I've really gotten comfortable with it.
I love it.
I don't think I ask for help much anymore at all.
Nice.
So I've
got all the shortcuts figured out. You are good to go.
I can turn it on, connect it, project, and cut out a pattern in like 5 minutes.
Nice.
That's how it should be.
I love projectors.
Oh my gosh. It's so good.
Next level.
So in saying all of that, I definitely haven't been consistent with my YouTube tutorials. I have sewn some garments, probably not one every week, but at the sewing retreat alone, I finished 4 items.
You did. So spaced out.
I think I finished the most, actually.
Yeah, you did.
I finished our Ditto dress. I finished the Tonica bralette that we all did together. And then I finished this tank top that I'm wearing. I had pre-cut it. It's a curved hem tank, super simple, LA Mac. And, I wanted a new one, and I had a yard of this fabric. That's all I had. So I was like, well, let's make a tank top. And then I made a mashup shirt with Diana with two Ellie Mac patterns.
So cute.
And we did the shearing or shirring on the sleeve. So yeah, yes, I made
love that detail.
I mean, I did stay up till 2 a.m. sewing, but I did it. Like I said, I am going to get my quilt frame out of the box and set it up and really just start getting comfortable with it. Definitely comfortable with my projector, and I do have that class scheduled in September.
Yes.
I'm also scheduled to speak at a local sewing guild's monthly meeting in August here in Nashville. That I'm super excited about. My mom is in this group, so she put my name in there and asked me if I would be interested. Of course I would. Talk about sewing with a bunch of sewists? Absolutely. But it's not like they're sewing. It's like a meeting, and they have guest speakers every month.
Ah.
And I'm the guest speaker, and I'm going to be sharing all sorts of fun stuff with them. So I'm really excited. She's going to be so proud. She is. That's why she threw my name in the hat there. So, okay. So overall, how do you think we did, Ashley? With our goals.
Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing. I feel like the whole purpose of setting goals isn't always that you're going to accomplish them. So we can't get discouraged that we didn't accomplish some of these, but when we look back at it, it helps us kind of reevaluate where our priorities are.
It's kind of cool. It's like a time capsule too, because it's to look back at that moment in time, be like, that's where my mind was at.
Feels like a lifetime ago, to be honest.
It's weird. Like I feel like my mind is just, it's like change is different. I have different ideas. I have different views on things now. Mm-hmm. And well, now different goals when it comes to pattern creation.
Yeah.
Clothing.
I mean, in January, you had no idea that you would be traveling all the way to Georgia for a sewing retreat with a bunch of people you met on the internet.
I knew I was going to get to Bethany somehow, but I just didn't know which way.
You didn't know Bethany was going to take it to the levels that she did.
I kind of had a hunch when you made the logo.
And the itinerary.
Yeah.
Which, I know we've kind of talked about the sewing retreat a little bit in this episode. We have an episode coming out next week, which we'll tell, that's all about the sewing retreat. So I don't want to tell too much.
Yeah.
With everybody that was there, we did film one together as a group at the cabin in the woods. It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. You're going to have to tune in next week for that one.
And watch it. You're going to have to watch it. You have to.
We had some surprises for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing their reaction.
Priceless.
You got to watch that.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we want to set new goals for the rest of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be taking our existing goals and just tweaking them. Like, I'm not going to commit to one YouTube tutorial per week because I haven't done one in 3 months, but how about one per month?
I think that's,
I have them sitting right here feasible. Ready to do.
Oh,
I already know what they're going to be.
Well, then it's not like I have to.
Time. Time. Or the click button. The clicker. So, Ashley, what are your top five? And then I'll share my top five new goals from now until the end of December, end of the year.
We are approaching the end of our pattern drafting class. So I would really like to release 2 garment patterns. I feel like
this year.
One every 3 months, I feel like is feasible with, all the other things that I have going on.
And that means designing, drafting,
testing,
grading, testing with a group, tutorial writing, video tutorial, and getting it out there.
So three months might seem like a long time, but when you actually like break it down, it's not.
It's not.
Really. So I think it might be a tall order, but it has to be done. I have to do it.
We have this excitement around it, so we got to run with it while we have,
I What's did the pattern one? Test for, what was it?
Styla,
yes. For one of Catherine's patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really fun. So I wouldn't mind doing that again.
Yeah, you did. That was your first time doing a pattern test.
Yeah.
And that was, so you want to do what, one more this year?
Yeah.
At least. I mean,
we'll like at least one. Right. Yeah. So we'll just see like what kind of pops up. Not mm-hmm. everything is built for me. So, you know, but, well,
and all about timing too.
Yeah.
So,
I would like to create a sewing course for my YouTube family, mm-hmm. that has like actual, you know, learn how to sew from whether it's bag making or, I don't know. I want to create a little, you know, a little package of a class for people. Mm-hmm. So whether or not that's just like creating and making that, developing it, or actually releasing it, I'm not sure. We'll see what happens within the next year. Mm-hmm. But
there's a lot of work that goes into this.
Yeah. So maybe next year, but I can start to get the ball rolling.
I think if you just start creating an outline.
Yeah.
And have a game plan, even if it doesn't get completed by this year. Mm-hmm. I think if you can start outlining it, then you know what you're working towards.
Yeah.
And what you need to do. So I think that's totally feasible.
Mm-hmm. And then develop some more helpful resources for the social hour. Mm-hmm. We have some big plans for the social hour.
Yeah, we do.
In the future. And we just want this to be a place where people can come and learn and mm-hmm. access information, mm-hmm. To help with whatever you guys are working on. Yeah. Especially when we go down the road of like creating our own patterns and stuff like that. So you'll be able to mm-hmm. have like access to all the things, all the things. Learning.
But we want to create some resources for people who are beginners mm-hmm. in different areas. So maybe they're a beginner bag maker and they don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're new to garment making and they don't even know how to take the proper measurements to get started.
Yeah.
So there's some resources that we're working on. And Ashley is really kind of taking the handle on that and sort of creating them. And she's done a beautiful job with what she's got so far. So I know that we have some things that will be coming soon.
Yeah. So you got to hang out over at the website once in a while and just see what's going on and what's changing.
That's where that newsletter that we have now.
Yes.
Is going to be so beneficial, because if you get the newsletter, the social hour newsletter, you're going to be the first one to know when we release these kind of things and resources.
You'll have first access. I mean, if it's a paid type, then you'll have probably discount codes and things like that. So yeah, I would definitely hop on over there, and we have all the links so you mm-hmm. can check out the newsletter and,
up. At the end of the day, we want to be more than just a podcast for mm-hmm. our service mm-hmm. to listen to. We want to be a resource for information. And we also list brands that we partnered with, you know, on mm-hmm. our website now. So we have some resources there for you guys. So just know that we're growing this beyond just being a podcast, and we mm-hmm. appreciate our listeners for continuing to listen and tune in and share. Sharing
and support
is
us.
Right.
We just hit 1,000 followers on Instagram. So
which is really good for
a podcast. It's growing fast.
It is. And we're very proud of that. And our YouTube is really starting to grow. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing the fruits of our labor.
Totally.
Sure. Really starting to show. And mm-hmm. honestly, it just comes back to our listeners being like our biggest supporters. Right. Mm-hmm. So, all right. What's the last goal that you are setting for the rest of this year?
I would like probably make 3 more patterns, paid patterns for my Etsy shop. Mm-hmm. I still love, it's like, you know, this is where I started bag making. I love making little bags and things. Mm-hmm. So I want to, just
those are like your palate cleansers for you.
Yeah, I think so.
Cause they just come so easy and naturally for you mm-hmm. that
it's like my home.
Yeah. It's your comfort blanket. You're a comfort blanket.
Yeah.
Whereas like clothes are for me. Making simple little tank tops and pajamas are for me. So mm-hmm. I think it's good that you're making that still a priority and taking time for that, because it creates a good balance from trying new things, creating new things, and then doing things that are comfortable. So you're not just constantly challenging yourself. You're having some wins in there along the way amongst the learning and the challenging and the new. So mm-hmm. awesome.
All right. Your turn.
Okay. Are we going to review these again in 6 months when we set new ones for 2024? Because that definitely makes me go, We'll definitely have to do this. This is going to be our new routine. Every 6 months, we're like, yeah. What have we not done? No, I'm just kidding. So I, too, want to release two of my own patterns, garment patterns this year, following our course and what we've learned. I already have the shirred waist pants in the works. So yes. I'm hoping to get those graded and sent out to you and Amy to test. And then we'll go from there to be able to fully grade and maybe start getting them out to a testing group.
Yeah.
I would like to have this done really soon.
I'm so excited.
I know, me too. They're so cute. I wear them all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're super comfy. Number two, I would like one new tutorial per month on my YouTube, because one a week is unattainable with my lifestyle. One a month, still challenging me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not unattainable, but it's still challenging for me since I haven't released one in 3 months. truth, okay? Truth, yep. Honesty. Number three, I'm actually going to open the box to my quilt frame. Mm-hmm. I'm going to set it up. I'm not just going to open the box. I'm going to actually set it up. And I'm going to begin practicing my free motion quilting techniques so that when I do get my quilt top piece together, I have the confidence to quilt it. I should probably put in there, I have a couple of panels. I have like a Halloween panel. I have like a fall panel or something like that. Mm-hmm. That are like wall hanging panels.
Those
would
be perfect to practice on.
Exactly. So yeah. I would like to get those done this year. And I should probably write that down. But I would like to get those done this year because they're smaller. They're going to be easier to do on that frame because it's a small frame.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how it goes. Number four. I really want to begin planning the next sewing retreat. I want to have dates and locations secured by November 1st. This is where I get myself in trouble because I am just so eager. I know people want to do more. I would like to get something figured out sooner than later. I got a ton of information from people of like locations and stuff. We'll see what that looks like. I have so many different thoughts of approaching these retreats in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know which path I want to take yet. Does that make sense?
It's like a lot. I mean, there's so many different types also.
Yeah.
So it's like,
do I do like a small weekend thing here locally in Nashville where it's easy for me to drive down the road and be present?
Like that.
Maybe I do something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do that next. And then I can do like a bigger, retreat next year. That's more like longer weekend or full week at a bigger location with more people. But like, how does that work? And, there's just I don't think I'm ready to go to like a jump straight into doing like a big retreat with 40 something people and having different teachers and kits and
well, if it's
that's a full-time job, y'all,
that's
and I already
thing,
have
right?
one of those
exactly. So I think so that not... the smaller weekends
because
even
I
if you could get
people.
Into like a shop or something, like what if you went over to like Textile Fabrics and was like, hey, can I teach a class in your back room?
I would like to do something a little more intimate than just a class though.
Okay.
I would like to kind of make a mix between what we did.
Yeah.
And like the big groups.
Yeah.
So I would like to have like a dedicated like location that we kind of stay in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see.
We will.
Again, at the end of the day, what I want to do may not be available or exist here locally. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just have to play it by ear.
Don't make it on CMA Fest.
No, I will not do it on CMA Fest weekend. For those who don't know, Nashville has CMA Fest, and it's usually like 4 days over the course of like a Thursday through Sunday at the beginning of near the first part of June. And so when we came back from our sewing retreat, I was going to take Ashley and Nicole downtown. To downtown Nashville to go to Hattie B's for hot chicken. Like, you gotta have hot chicken and then see downtown Nashville and like maybe pop in like and have some live music or something somewhere because it's everywhere. It's an experience if you've never been to Nashville. If you have, you know. If you know, you know. But we were at Textile Fabric shopping and we were about to head straight downtown and we were talking to them and they're like, You're gonna go downtown? And I'm like,
are you crazy?
Yeah, it's like right there. Like, it's right down the street. And they were like, are you sure you want to go downtown? I was like, what am I missing?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, it's CMA Fest. I was like, yeah, no, mm-hmm. no. First of all, unless you have tickets to CMA Fest, you do not want to be downtown during CMA Fest. It's a madhouse and it's insane and it's not enjoyable unless you're paying to enjoy it. So
yeah.
And even then it's questionable. It's a cool experience if you've never been. I've been to it when I was younger. I'm not that person anymore.
Yeah.
So we decided to get hot chicken somewhere else and it was still delicious. But mm-hmm. yeah. CMA Fest is one of those weekends you don't go downtown Nashville unless you have tickets. Anyways, I digress. So yeah. Planning the next retreat is a top priority for me. I think I need to sit down and create an outline of what realistically I want that to look like and what's feasible. Mm-hmm. And once I have that, then I can start figuring out location and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Number five for me is continue pattern testing. I've done a couple so far this year between Styla and Petite Stitchery. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've learned a lot. And as someone who's going to be releasing patterns, I think it's valuable for me to continue to experience those and see the ins and outs of them.
Yeah.
So I would like to do 2 to 3 more this year. The hardest part for me is just the turnaround time on some of these is pretty short. So mm-hmm. if I have a lot going on with work or travel, we have a lot coming on the rest of this year. That I'm going to be creating content, new products coming out that I'm going to be creating content for. So I know it's going to be busy. So it's just, if the time is right, I will jump on one.
Mm-hmm.
But I know better than to commit to things that I won't be able to complete because it doesn't serve them well.
No.
To say, yeah, I'll test this and then not be able to. So I respect their pattern testing process enough to go, yeah, this isn't a good time for me. So. So anyways, mm-hmm. with that being said, those are kind of my goals. It's definitely different than what I originally set out to do.
But life has changed us.
It has changed us. Mm-hmm. It has wore us down, beat us up.
We are much older than we were 6 months ago.
Does it show? Does it show on my face? Or am I still pulling off?
You're still pulling off.
Pulling off what, 29?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
28 and a half.
Yeah, 28 and a half. forever 29. I don't want to be forever 21.
No.
That was not a good year
21
for me.
Year forever
29, I would be happy with. A little wisdom, a little more money in my pocket,
mm-hmm.
a little more life experience.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see. So I hope you guys have, you know, taken some encouragement in knowing that it's okay if you haven't done much towards your goals. And maybe your goals don't need to change. Maybe you just haven't been as focused on them as you thought you would be, or maybe you kind of lost focus or whatever may happen. If the goals that you started with are still things that are important to you, just because you haven't done anything towards them or haven't gotten as far as you wanted to by now, doesn't mean you can't still work on them.
There's still time.
There is still half a year left. And
a lot more years after that, too. I mean, there really is. At the end of the day, these are just virtual goals that we're making for ourselves. And if we
just to make sure we're still working towards things.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So
there's no hard set. You know.
No. So now I'm going to sit here. And if you're watching this on YouTube, comment
mm-hmm.
and let us know if you have accomplished any of your goals.
Yeah.
If you are setting new goals or if you're picking up where you left off. Even if it's mm-hmm. been a while, but let us know. We want to hear from you. If you're listening and you want to hop on over to our Instagram or Facebook or TikTok and comment on one of our videos and let us know how you're doing, or send us a DM. We'd love to know. Mm-hmm. You know, we sometimes put this out there and we go, is anybody listening? You know, but we hope that you guys are taking something away from this. I hope you are, because you guys really took a lot away from our original episode of setting them.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a painful process to kind of revisit the goals that you set, but we're different people in 6 months. A lot can change. We're living proof of that. We said pattern drafting course. That was impromptu.
Yeah.
Travel for work. I have traveled more in the last 6 months for my job than I have in the last 2 years I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot more. And so, you know, it's all good. I don't regret it. Loved it. But that in combination with the pattern school and all these goals, things just got a little haywire.
Yeah. And the social hour, it really has changed our life and trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like every time we make new connections, you just never know what's going to happen.
It's kind of like waiting for like the shoe to drop. Like, yeah. What's next? What's next?
It's so
like
exciting.
Now that the school is, the course is over, and now that our first retreat is behind us, I'm kind of like, oh, what's next? Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't get to tell them about my class.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
I should mention that.
Okay, well, yeah, so, if they're in the area, they can come. Yeah.
Or they can come see me anyways.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be teaching an in-person sewing class in September. I'll be releasing more specific information when we get closer to it. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be at 5/8 Seams store. It's a sewing shop and class. They have a beautiful store. And they approached me and asked if I would come and teach a sewing class. And they're kind of giving me free rein of what to teach. It's going to be something garment related. And it's in Charleston, South Carolina. So if you're in the Charleston area or in the South or, I don't know, in California, and you want to fly out and hang out and go to a class, I'll be there in September. So once we get all of that finalized, I will let you guys know. I'm really, really excited.
We'll put that in the newsletter as well. So if you're signed up for that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I don't know what I'm going to sew yet, so I don't want to say anything yet, but I have some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have ideas of like what you feel like I should teach, what you're interested in learning, like I'm open to suggestions because we have not finalized that yet. So I'm super excited to be visiting them. Charleston is a beautiful place, and it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay!
Wow. Well, that's it for now.
That's it for now.
Yep. See you in 6 months.
See you in 6 months. We may have a few more gray hairs by then.
Yeah.
I might finally get my first one.
Look, my hair is blonde now.
I know.
Didn't
it looks
know that
great.
Was going to happen.
You know, not to totally sidetrack, but you colored your hair blonde before the retreat, but it still looks fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
you're
this is
to hide the grays. That's what the point
but
is.
But I feel like it really, like, I don't see any.
Yeah, I know. And it's been a while. So I feel like by now things should be kind of coming out and still looking good.
I'm glad you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the blonde club. I'm here for about 6 to 8 months and then I'm,
yeah, no,
go
I don't
to the dark
know.
Side for I, the winter.
I have so much gray. I've been going gray since I was 18 years old.
Really?
I have so much that I don't know if I can go back. I don't know. I might be this forever.
I wonder if I haven't gotten a gray hair yet because I've been coloring my hair for so many years.
Yeah, like you just don't know.
I just don't know. But my roots don't even. Like I've never found one. Not
I
even
know
like
people
a,
who are my age and have not had a gray hair.
I just don't think I have them yet.
And the dye
Knock
does not
wood.
Stick, right? It doesn't stick to gray hair.
Yeah.
You even when I go buy the four gray dye,
mm-hmm.
No, it's a different hair. It's a different consistency.
Yeah.
It's drier. It's wiry sometimes.
Really?
Like, yeah. You would know.
I don't think I have, because not, I mean, I put highlights and stuff in, but I don't really like all over color.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I had some, I would know.
Yeah, you would.
I'm waiting for that shoe to drop. Oh my goodness.
Good jeans then. Good jeans.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I change my hair enough to where it's, you know, you never know what I'm going to show up as on camera. Cut it all off. Go
when are you going
go
red?
I can't do red. Oh. I wish I could. I've tried. It washed out so fast. Oh. My hair will not hold red.
Interesting.
At all. I can go from black to blonde in one sitting, but I cannot hold red. I even did a rose gold one time.
Oh.
And my highlights were pretty like rosy pink. After a week, it was gone.
Mm.
it just looked dirty. I was like, yeah, that's not cute.
Okay, I'm not doing that again.
I've tried going dark red and bold red and putting that in over the years. I just can't do red tones. Mm. I don't know why. And I'm not really like a blue hair.
No, really. That's so shocking.
I mean, I love it on people. Like the people that do like the mermaid does hair. It
sometimes she gets like purple in her hair and Lauren, she looks so cute.
You know, we've had people on that have like such fun hair and I'm like, gosh, I wish I could do that. I cannot pull it off. Mm-hmm. People say I could. I just don't think I could. I mean, and it's not that my job wouldn't allow me to.
That's right.
On my education team that have like rainbow hair and all these colors and it's so fun. And I'm like, I can't. Mm-hmm. It's also a lot of maintenance. I don't think I really have the patience.
So I hear. It doesn't last very long. You have to definitely retouch it because the vibrancy gets lost within like a week and a half, I think.
It gets murky. Yeah. Yeah. So there's our point of view on hair.
No.
Little side tip for you on our goal setting review. Well, anyways, I hope you guys have enjoyed chatting with us today and listening to us miserably go through what we haven't accomplished so far this year, but what we have accomplished and what we're going to continue to do. That's the important part.
Yes.
As I mentioned before, though, our next episode is our sewing retreat episode. Mm-hmm. y'all, I can't start talking about it because we will be here all day, but we had the best time. It was Ashley and I, Diana, Jessica, Amy, and Nicole. And the six of us, had the best time, plus my puppy, the best time hanging out in a cabin in the woods.
It was so fun.
It was the best bonding experience. I wish you all could have been there. It was a blast. We had some great partnerships that supported our Social Hour podcast with Alizo Home, which you'll hear more about in the next episode. Mm-hmm. But Michelle over at Alizo partnered with us on some fun things and y'all are just going to just love it.
Yeah.
If you haven't been following all of us on social media, you've probably already seen a lot of the content. But to get to sit and see the chat with all six of us on one camera, it's really special. And I can't wait for you guys to hear that next week. So super fun. Super fun. Of course, you know the drill. You can watch us on YouTube. You can tune in on all of our streaming channels. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter as well. Can support our channel over on Patreon. And then, we'll see you guys next week. So thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to set your new goals and review the ones you did before and let us know where you're at with your goals. All right, guys, until then, happy sewing.
Bye.
Bye.